from age 4 to 100 plus.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here, joined by Lyle Butler, President and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. And he's holding Johnny Kahn over there.
Dave
Lewis is.
We should mention, Dave has reminded me that...
That's a great stocking stuffer, isn't it?
Johnny Kahn. In addition to little Apple dollars, you can come down to the Manhattan Chamber office and get a bobblehead Johnny Kahn. And the money, the proceeds for that go towards... they're doing a great landscaping project around the statue in City Park. And so we have had a lot of people come in and purchase those. And so we would encourage you to come down. That's another thing. While you're running in and getting your little Apple dollars, you can get some of the Johnny Kahn. So thanks, Dave, for reminding me about that. That's a good little stocking stuffer for especially those people who have been around Manhattan for a long, long, long time and know the history about that.
Got another caller here on the line. Let's get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
I heard a gentleman a while ago talking about the sign on I-70. It's a great idea. I don't know if you all are aware of it or not. You might be, but originally when Interstate 70 was set out, it was going to come up through the valley, through the River Valley, Call River, and come to Manhattan and on to Junction City. However, at that time, we had a state highway commissioner that owned a newspaper by the name Mr. Montgomery was on the board. Well, guess what? When they extended from Maple Hill on west and it was to come through the valley, it changed. And we have one exchange, and they have three. That's strange, isn't it? But anyway, a sign out there is a good idea. And Lady Bird Johnson, you know, stopped the signs, which was probably a good idea. They were getting every place. Blaine Thomas didn't like that good, but it worked out. But I think that's in Geary County area out there, and I think a sign in Geary County large enough and tall enough that it could be changeable. And these new electronic signs, if the chamber owned it, they could sell advertising to people, changeable advertising, or hook up with somebody like Thomas and put a sign like he has on K18. You could generate some revenue out of it. People would look for it. It's tough to pull people 8 miles off the interstate. You can talk to Eisenhower Center. It's tough to pull people a mile and a half off the interstate. So a lot of people don't know where the Eisenhower Center is. But anyway, I think the guy has a great idea. And the visitor center, you're going to need water out there, which is going to be very expensive. They had a restaurant out there for years. They hauled water from Manhattan. And I don't know how they gave a big tank and that was a mess. But anyway, Lyle, you've done a great job. I met you when you first came here. And I know you're going to stay in Manhattan. That's good. We need good people like you to stay here. So I'll get off the sawhorse. All of you have a great holidays.
Thank you. You know, the caller is correct, is that when they were designing Interstate 70, it was supposed to come, as he identified, through the Manhattan area, or a lot closer than what it is. And there were a lot of different reasons and a lot of different bits of information I picked up over the years, including what the caller identified of the reasons that it never did come through here. And, you know, there was, when you look at the history and the minutes, because before I came to Manhattan, I was in Greeley, Colorado. Greeley also was supposed to have Interstate 25. Those people that are familiar with Colorado know that that's the big north-south interstate that goes through the Front Range of Colorado. It was supposed to go through Greeley, Colorado, and they didn't want it. The people in that area, for a lot of reasons, similar to Manhattan, back then, before the interstate system was complete across the country, people feared that what it was going to do, instead of bringing people to your community, people feared that it was going to be too easy for people to leave the community. So a lot of times in communities, it was the retailers who didn't want the interstate because they thought it would be too easy for people to get on the road and go. Now, you got to go back in time here. I mean, you're talking 60, 70 years ago that people just felt that they would drive to Topeka or Kansas City and it would be too easy for them. They never looked at the fact that people also would make it easy to come to your community. So I'm not going to question the validity of the rationale that was done back when Interstate 70 was looking to come this way. But a lot of communities and areas fought against having the interstate come through their communities.
We've got another caller waiting patiently on the line. Let's get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, I'm a little off the subject, Bob, but thank you for all that you do. Manhattan Paper and a little bit on Facebook, quite a bit on Facebook, on the price of gas in Manhattan compared to, well, Ogden. I think I read $1.88 or something in Abilene the other day. I didn't know if you wanted to, nothing you can, you know, push those people that own those, but just thought I'd throw that out at you.
Sure, you know, it. I don't have an answer for it. I'm not in the oil and gas industry, and so I have no idea. I mean, I've heard that comment. We've had, especially in the last 2 to 4 weeks, we've had people call the chamber and complain or say, "Who do I call?" And I said, you know, you have to talk to the oil companies, because I said we're just not into that. We chambers of commerce traditionally believe in the free enterprise system, and but, you know, there is a point when some people have said, well, they feel that this has gone to an extreme. And I said, well, there's avenues that you can call or check, and you just have to do those. But we don't get involved in that. I know that there are differences of prices of gas across the state. There always has been. And, you know, people have choices of what they can do and can't do as far as that goes. And I've had some people say, well, I just buy my gas in Ogden now. So I said, okay, you know, that's your choice. You can do that.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll take some more calls here after the break. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance Series at Kansas State University. Kids 18 and under get tickets for half price. Visit the McCain Performance Series website for the latest news on the best shows in the Flint Hills.
KMAN is keeping it local. Dollars spent locally today help build a better community for tomorrow.
Baskin Robbins. Baskin Robbins. Ice cream. Ice cream cakes. Sundaes and shakes. Downtown Manhattan. A Streeter family business. Our family serving yours. Baskin Robbins.
Number one in every demographic in Manhattan and Riley County, reaching more people than any other radio group in the area, and a full digital and internet marketing team. Manhattan Broadcasting is ready to help you get your message to the most customers. Call today, 785-776-1350, online at manhattanbroadcasting.com.
D&I Plumbing, Heating, and Air will provide honest and quality service when you need it most. From a leaky faucet to replacing your water heater, trust the experts at D&I Plumbing, Heating, and Air, your local dealer for Coleman and other great makes and models. Call 537-7138 today.
KMAN is keeping it local. Find more great local businesses plus special deals and offers when you keep it local at 1350KMAN.com.
Your friends at Alan Clark Body Shop wish you and yours safe travel during the holiday season. We all know